Last night I was trying to wind down, and in bed I was I made the mistake of going to Twitter, and I saw Patton Oswalt tweet about Skittles trending, and he guessed it had something to do with Donald Trump and xenophobia, and he was right. This is the Pete for the Pete podcast from thepete.com. Now, this is a funny story because this has actually come up before in the political scene in 2016. I don't remember exactly when it came up, but you know, I think it was Donald Trump who previously did this, but his son was on Twitter yesterday and commented that, actually posted a picture, which you can see attached to this podcast episode if you go to thepete.com or podcast.thepete.com or audioboom .com/thepete. It basically was one of those infographic type of things, and there's a bowl, it's a photo of a bowl of Skittles, and then it says, if I had a bowl of Skittles and told you just three of them would kill you, would you eat any Skittles? And I actually doctored up the image attached to this podcast episode because it's so, like, the original is so grossly simplistic, and it just, it's so frustrating when people first look at graphics like this and think, yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking, without actually thinking beyond their own thoughts, without challenging themselves to have a more complex understanding of themselves, their own system of beliefs, and the world around them. But it also bugs me when horrible people like Donald Trump Jr. Take advantage of this stupidity that a lot of us share, a lot of this practice, sadly. And occasionally I do it too. Nobody's perfect, so we all make mistakes. So there's always, you know, room to grow and to learn and to be a better person. So don't feel like I'm singling you out or me out or excluding me from this scenario as well, because I do it as well. Anyway, the point is, you know, when you take a look at an infographic like this, you can think, oh, come on, that's the Skittles. I know there's something wrong with this, but I can't think of it. And then you sort of give up and move on. But if you just take that extra 30 seconds as a liberal or even as a conservative and go and realize and acknowledge, yes, this is overly simplistic. You know, how is this wrong? And it's really easy once you start thinking about it to realize, oh, hey, you know, where's the evidence that three Skittles in this bowl are definitely poison and will definitely kill me? You know, if they're just poison, maybe they won't kill me. Maybe they'll just, you know, hurt me or make me sick for a couple of days, and then I'll get over it, and then the rest of the Skittles will be saved. Which brings me to the next absurdity to this metaphor, or to this analogy, is that Skittles are not refugees, you selfish prick. Jesus, you know? I'm directing that at Donald Trump Jr., of course. You cannot compare a bowl of candies to human lives. You know, if we can save 100 people and three of them will be assholes, you know what? Let's do it. It's called bravery, dick, coward, loser. I mean, come on. This is so sad. You know, in the 90s, I remember thinking to myself, you know, things are kind of taken care of. We're a good country. We do good things generally. We're not perfect, but we do all right. I wasn't so sure about all the stuff in Bosnia and Serbia and Herzegovina and all that stuff because, you know, we didn't have the internet much back then. But you know, Clinton was, you know, a wildly liked president despite Monica Lewinsky and all that stuff. But I was suspicious because I am that way. I'm cynical. And I know he was up to something, and Milosevic died during his trial, so that's just all shady and whatever. But the point is, generally, in the 90s, things were positive. We were doing generally the right things. We had a positive attitude The planet seemed to like America for the most part. I mean, obviously, not everywhere, but you get what I'm saying. And then 9/11 happens. Or even better, George W. gets into the White House. But it's probably 9/11. I shouldn't blame George W. for everything. But, so 9/11 happens, and we turn into unbelievable cowards, you know? And it's just, we're just like, oh, we gotta go get them. Why? You know, 3,000 people died, and it's terrible and sad and horrible. But we don't have to go and invade two separate countries to get one man, you know? And we did that. It was ridiculous. We were afraid of one man. At best, we were afraid of a few hundred men and later a few thousand men. Is America so damn weak that we can't handle a few thousand loser extremists in the desert? Come on. What kind of weak-ass country do you think America is? We've got the most powerful military on the planet. Why do we need the Patriot Act to steal our freedoms here domestically, at home, from the inside? You know, when we're not being threatened by each other, we're being threatened, quote-unquote, by extremists in another part of the world entirely. And then when you look at the statistics about how effective those guys are, they're even bigger losers, these extremists. So why be afraid of these guys? Who's worth being afraid of here? The people who are angry at us, who are trying to kill us, or the people who are trying to make us afraid of the people who are trying to kill us? You know? Because like I said, back in the 90s, things were much better, but they still weren't perfect. People didn't like us. People wanted to kill us back then too. But was it a big deal? Did we make it a big deal? Was terrorism at the top of every news broadcast in America back then? No, of course not. Not even the Cold War was. You know, but when the Cold War was still a thing. But, you know, and the Cold War was a real thing. The Cold War was a real threat. You know, Russia had nukes. We had nukes. We still do, both do, you know, and it was a thing that was worthy of fear. But this is nothing. This is nothing in the great scheme of things. Historians will look at this time period in the time of American history, and think it was the era of cowardice. I mean, when some rich white prick uses a bowl of Skittles to tell us why we can't allow refugees, people who, if they stay where they are, might die, why we can't take these people in, that's disgusting. That is the height of, or the depth of how low America has become. If we are going to turn people who need sanctuary away, if we're going to say, no, go back to your country and risk your life. This is ridiculous. Whatever happened to the Statue of Liberty thing? Give us your tired, your huddled masses, etc., etc. I mean, come on. It's just disgusting how incredibly fearful and cowardly we all are. I mean, America, it used to be a stronger country than this. We took on the Soviet Union and lasted longer than they did. So you telling me we're going to be afraid of some refugees, a couple guys, a couple terrorists, you know, getting lucky and actually blowing stuff up and maybe killing a few Americans? You think that's worth it? You think it's worth it to let thousands, hundreds, thousands, children possibly die? This is disgusting. This is disgusting, the level of utter selfishness and paranoia, not based on evidence. These people will not be terrorists. They will not hurt us. And helping them will make us look better in the great scheme of things. It'll make the terrorists look like bigger jerks. So this is just logic, guys. Come on, stop being dickish, xenophobic. Scum, basically. Anyway, I'm out of time. This has been the Pete for the Pete Podcast. Thanks for listening to me rant. Check out Ballpoint Adventures and follow me on Twitter and let me know what you think. Thanks. Sorry for the 10-minute rant. Bye. The Pete signing off.